Now track and field events are in full swing in the Summer Olympics in Brazil, and a former UW athlete, Evan Yeager, won the silver medal today in the 3,000-meter steeplechase.
He's not the first Wisconsin athlete to make a splash in Olympic track and field events. Back in the 1930s, Ralph Metcalf was a student and athlete at Marquette University. He won medals in the 1932 Olympic Games. He then made history as one of the African-American athletes to compete in the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, Germany, being overshadowed by the amazing performance of his teammate, Jesse Owens.
After the Olympics and his time at Marquette, Metcalf went on to serve in the military in World War II and then into a life of public service, ultimately serving in Congress.
James Martin joins us now for a look at Ralph Metcalf's time in Wisconsin. He's a professor and chair of history at Marquette University. Jim, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, Ralph Metcalf was known as the world's fastest human for a while. Can you talk a little bit about his athletic achievements while he was there at Marquette?
Well, he was here for a long time. He started school in Milwaukee in 1930, and he graduated in 1936. And he was well-known as a track runner, both as in intercollegiate competitions, but also AAU competitions. And he ran against the best sprinters in the country in both the 100 and the 200-meter and relays, and won a number of events in national competitions. He was one of the first ones to win the 100 and 200 AAU competition a couple of years in a row. So he was really well-known as a student at Marquette.
He ran against some of the world's best runners, and he beat some of the world's best runners, right?
He did. One of my favorite pictures that I have from Marquette's archives is one of him actually beating Jesse Owens in a track meet held in the old track over in western west side of Milwaukee.
Now, that's at Marquette. He also participated in, was it two different Olympic Games in 1932 and 36?
Exactly.
And what kind of medal did he bring home from those?
He won medals in both Olympics. He won gold medals in the 4x100-meter relay. He won a silver in the 100-meter in both Olympics. I believe he won a medal in the 200, at least one of them. So he was, if you see a picture of Jesse Owens winning the 100-meter dash at the 1936 Olympics, Metcalf is right behind him.
And because of those 36 Olympics, Jesse Owens rightly is well-remembered. But do you think Ralph Metcalf was maybe, by history, unfairly overlooked?
Well, I don't know if it's unfair or not. We tend to think of the people who win, even if it's by 0.02 seconds. And so that's just kind of the way sports is, I think. So I'm not sure it's unfair. But certainly he's remembered around here. I think that's the important thing, partly for his athletics. He's also well-known as a politician in Chicago after his athletic career. He was an alderman and a longtime congressman and quite active in the civil rights movement, the Black Congressional Caucus, and things like this. So at Marquette, we remember him both for athletics because, for obvious reasons, we actually have a Metcalf lecture held every year here at Marquette in which visiting scholars come and talk about racial issues of various kinds.
Yeah, for an African-American accomplishing what he accomplished at the time, even if he had never stepped out onto an athletic track, he'd be a noteworthy figure just for his life in public service, it sounds like.
I certainly think so, yes.
We're talking to James Martin. He's professor and chair of history at Marquette University, looking at legendary Olympian athlete Ralph Metcalf with a strong Wisconsin connection, his years at Marquette University. Talk a little bit more about how Marquette University remembers and honors him today. You mentioned that lecture series, for example.
That's really the main way. I mean, we often have one of these lecturers, and one of the things in the history department, and one of the things that we do, we'll give them a framed picture of Metcalf beating Jesse Owens. And so it's kind of a fun way of remembering the athletic side of him. But whenever he's introduced, whenever we invite people, and these are scholars from many different fields coming to Marquette, we make sure they know who we're talking about. And usually they've not heard of him for probably the reasons we mentioned before. He didn't win at the Olympics. We've had one or two that who follow track very closely over the years and recognize his name. But I think what's nice about this is that it's an academic way of honoring him as opposed to a purely athletic way of honoring him. And so it brings, which is pretty rare in higher education these days, it brings the athletics and the academics together into one lectureship series.
In the piece you wrote for the Marquette University website, you mention a movie that came out, I think it was earlier this year, called Race, that focuses on Jesse Owens. And there it sounds like Ralph Metcalf didn't get quite the attention he might have merited in that movie.
No, I didn't see the movie. He seems to be, from the stills I've seen and what I've read about it, kind of background. There is an actor credited with playing him, but it's not a major role, no. Although they were friends. They remained friends all their lives.
As we wrap up, do you have thoughts on Ralph Metcalf and Jesse Owens and the other African-American athletes at that Berlin Olympics in 1936 and some of their historical significance as we look back?
Well, we've always looked at the Olympics as being a... it was meant to be a showcase for the Aryan race. Hitler is chancellor at this time and dictator by this time, and he stages the Olympics as a way of justifying his racial ideas about the superiority of northern white Europeans, basically. And it's before the major efforts to first isolate and then eliminate Jewish people, just for one of the groups that he attacked, for instance. But what I've learned fairly recently that Owens and Metcalf replaced two Jewish runners on the 4x100-meter relay team, partly out of, I think, fear of the safety of the runners. But the fact that Owens is always the one held up here as the example, but the fact that someone who did not fit into Hitler's racial ideology and theories did so well, and there are other examples too, certainly... was seen at the time and ever since then as a challenge to Hitler's developing ideas about race and superiority.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Again, my pleasure.
That was James Martin, professor and chair of history at Marquette University. We were talking about legendary Marquette athlete and Olympian Ralph Metcalf. Later in the show, we'll ask about your favorite moments from this year's Olympic Games.
Coming up, we talk about the decline of barbershops as a vital part of social life for many men. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.